Before we dig in to God's Word, at the first Sunday of this year, I gave my testimony and called it Tell Your Story in 2012. And there's an encouragement. I want to encourage everybody to consider giving their testimony as part of church sometime this year, or, and more importantly, sharing your testimony with those who need to hear it outside the four walls of the church. Well, I've got my first two takers. Cody and Holly Crumrine are going to share their testimonies with us. So let's pray together, and then we'll hear what they have to share. Father, thank you so much for your word and its nuggets of gold. Help us, Lord, to dig into it this morning, but every morning and during the day, to see your word as a treasure trove. Thank you for what we find there. And I pray for your blessing now on Cody and Holly as they share their stories in 2012. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
I'm Holly Crumrine, probably most everybody knows. I was raised in a Christian home. I went to a Christian school in Florida until third grade. We went to confirmation classes and church most Sundays. I was a good kid. It didn't much occur to me not to do what my parents or teachers said, up to a point. God was an assumed part of life. Of course you went to church, of course you did good things, of course you believed in him and loved Jesus, but it didn't mean it was personal. I remember my older sister having a big influence on me because she was someone I looked up to and thought was cool. She's 6.5 years older than me, and found out later that was when it was becoming real to her. We both started coming to the Lance Free Church when she began dating her now husband Chad, and it had an effect on myself and my younger brother. I don't have a big turning point in my life when I was suddenly freed from my previous life, but I was. God gradually revealed himself to me as I could handle it and grow with it. One big point I remember, I had started reading the Bible. I'd wanted to be able to say I'd done it, and I didn't want to feel dumb when everyone else knew where to find Ecclesiastes or who Samson was. It was partially out of pride, out of a sense of duty, that I began to read. I found Matthew 5:22, where Jesus says, "But I tell you that anyone who is angry with his brother will be subject to judgment. But anyone who says, 'You fool,' will be in danger of the fire of hell." I was scared. I had certainly called my brother harsher names than fool before. I ran upstairs to my parents' bedroom crying. My brother was already there. I told them what I'd read, told my brother. I knew he should be scared too. I was realizing that trying to be good on my own wasn't going to cut it. I was already doomed if I was trying to do it myself. That was the start of realizing that God wants more than just obedience. After high school, I went to Grove City College, where it's assumed that God is part of the everyday, from science to English to sports. I learned a lot more there about the Bible, about God, his plan for us, things like that. It was a huge influence in my life to encourage me to try to live with God ingrained in my every thought. Acts 17, "In him we live and move and have our being." He wants us to know him, to trust that he loves us and gives us commands because that's what's good for us. We're like little kids who think they're going to eat only brownies when we're adult and we can make our own choices. It doesn't take long to realize there is a reason adults didn't let us have a chocolate-only diet. If there were a parent out there who fed their child only chocolate, only what they wanted, most of us would realize they didn't really love them. God gives us commands because he loves us, not because it's a standard we have to achieve before he'll love us. He gave us his son to abuse, mistreat, and blame so that he can end up having us closer to him in his presence for always. That's what I want to get to know more about, to learn what he's like, to know how I can be more like him.
Like Holly, I grew up in a Christian home. I was raised going to church on most Sundays and having a family Bible study night. And I had two parents that were first directors at a Christian summer camp and then directors at church-supported youth ministry. So it was very much a part of growing up. And like a lot of people who grew up believing from being kids, I'd say that, I grew to know Christ slowly. When I was a child, I believed that what my parents believed because they were much wiser than me. And the older I got, the more I understood, the more I was challenged, and the more I learned. But it's hard to point to a single moment at which my faith became my own. There are a couple points throughout my life, though, that kind of stand out as milestones, I guess. Really big, important points of learning or growing. And one in particularly, I thought I'd share as my testimony. Last week in Sunday school, we read Deuteronomy 8:3 at one point, and it really kind of stood out to me as relating to what I had thought about talking about. It says, "He humbled you, causing you to hunger and then feeding you with manna, which neither you nor your fathers had known, to teach you that man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord." I hit a really low point in my relationship with God my senior year of college. I had the head knowledge more than ever then. I could articulate my faith better than I ever could before. I felt like I understood it more. I felt like if I was supposed to explain what I believe to a non-believer, I could do it so much better than ever before. But I wasn't living it out. My actions did not reflect what I knew at all. And I was really, really far from God, not spending time with Him and not living like I was in a relationship with Him. And it hit a point that semester where I was really in danger of failing over half of my classes. And I had gotten to points like that in college before. I was one of those kids in high school who, you know, I didn't really get A's because I knew I could get B's without trying very hard, so I was happy with the B's. And then I went to a good college and had no good study habits, and I'd come to this point in my senior year mostly out of laziness, you know, not doing work, not showing up, avoiding things. And I got into a really down place. I was skipping classes just because I didn't want to see the professors and deal with the fact that I hadn't done what I said I would do. At some point in this, I prayed. I wasn't doing much else right. I wasn't spending much time with God, and it was tough to even pray without feeling like I was just talking to air because I didn't have that relationship. But at least I managed to pray. But what I prayed was, you know, "God, help me to shape up. Help me to fix up my act. Help me to pull this together." Because I'd been in tight spots with classes before, and I always managed to just get it together in time in the end. So that's what I asked God for was, you know, "Help me pull things together just one more time." And God was faithful. He answered my prayers. I dropped out of school. And it took a long time to realize it, but it's clear looking back that that was the best possible thing that could have happened to me. For once, finally, I didn't pull it together just in time. God could have let me graduate that year, but I would have gone on still convinced that no matter how bad it got, I'd make it through, me on my power. And thank goodness He humbled me instead. He really did. I learned more in the next year while I was embarrassed to be, instead of graduating college, living back in my parents' home and working at a local coffee shop, I learned more then about relying on God than I ever had before. One thing that stood out to me in Deuteronomy 8:3, and I'm not a theologian, so I don't know if this is how the verse is meant to be interpreted or anything, but it refers to manna as something neither you nor your fathers had known. And when I prayed to pass, I was asking for bread that I knew, the solution that was familiar to me, the solution that was within my power. But God didn't give me bread that I could make myself. He brought me to my knees and therefore to Him in a way that only He could. So amen to that. And I should say for the sake of the students and their parents in the room that I did go back to college. I did finish up. And that time of learning to depend on God has affected every aspect of my life. It didn't just make me a better student, I became a better friend, a better son, a better employee. I know I'm doing better as a husband now than I ever could have if I hadn't really learned how little I can do on my own and how much I need Him. Thanks.